You guys missed me now. 8 o'clock, I don't think it works.
And it is probably pretty good.
Right, so it's me for a presentation and more time for the invitation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this point, we will allow for public input. We will have a microphone for anybody that wishes to speak for public input.
And I just want to remind everybody that this meeting will be recorded, so everything said here will be recorded.
Okay.
Good evening. I'm Jane Flanders here, the summer executive in the hospital unit, Washington River, and I'm NCP member as well. I just want to come here to thank the dedication of that Adams County Fire Department, the Fire District, for all their work and effort, and their risk and their sacrifice and being down for decades here in the city of Modelo and the county. I also just want to recognize that that I truly appreciate their services that they've done for so many years. And I'm not too aware of any knowledge of the separation of a fire district into a city fire district. So I'm here today just to get more education on that, on myself. But either way, whatever the outcome is, I just want to thank all of them that volunteered and all those firefighters. And I also want to thank the MS team In the Adams County Sheriff's and the Belmont Police Department, probably do remember this county and city of Belmont. So I just wanted to come here today to give credit and acknowledge that and just give my appreciation for the services that the community do for here on the community as well.
Any other public comment at this point? Okay, I will do a quick roll call. We have all seven council members here tonight. Appreciate it very much. At this point, I need approval of the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
We got a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Okay, this being a special meeting, we have just one agenda item on it, and that is to discuss the fire service between the city of Wilkville and that's when Fire District 5. I really appreciate you guys for working with us to get this meeting set up tonight. I believe this is what should have happened a long time ago. All of us at the table. I really appreciate you tonight, and hopefully we could put a lot of the past behind us and look to the future of Adams County Fire District 5 and the city of Wilkville on our needs. With that, we'll probably just go around the table with some introductions. I'll just start off with myself, Mayor Ken Johnson.
Councilman Mark Schneider.
Chris Doros, City Council.
Darrell Barnes, I'm City Council.
Mark Spohr, City Council.
Kelly Camp, City Council.
Aide Lagarza, City Council.
Jim Shea, County Commissioner, Fire Commission.
Melissa Gomez, Adams County Fire District.
Tom Salisbury, Fire Chief.
Peter Anderson, County Commissioner for the Fire District.
Chad Smith, Fire Chief Commissioner.
Alma Corona, City Council.
Spencer Williams, Finance Officer and Interim City Administrator.
Thank you again for being here. I don't know if you have any opening comments you would or so.
Yeah, I would right before we get started, this is an open public meeting for you all. So if you guys need to have a roll call and official things for your purposes.
We could call for our meeting order.
I'm not totally sure how that works.
Yeah, we never met with another meeting.
I'm going to let Spencer.
So thank you so much for meeting with us. We had a fire district or a fire committee meeting with three of our council members last week, and we were talking about some fire issues. And towards the end of that conversation, the possibility of having a meeting like this with our whole board and your whole board, our whole council and your whole board all together. And one of the things that frustrates us and probably frustrates you with this process is we have some comments that we agree on and we want to send to you, and then we wait for your next open public meeting, and then you guys discuss, and then you send something back, and then it's like a month turnaround just to get two words back and forth. And so that's frustrating. And then there's a telephone game, and who knows what messages are getting back and forth. Fire service is a big deal. It's a big deal for the city, and it's obviously a big deal for you. Tonight, with all of us here together, I'm not totally sure we will have necessarily a 100% agreement on this is what we want to do moving forward, this is the cost, and all those kinds of things. But I think there is some value in meeting together and having some immediate back and forth with the whole group and the whole group. And I know there are some frustrations on your side. I know there are some frustrations on our side. And it might be helpful to talk about those and finally rip that band-aid off and get that behind us so we can move forward. So we might need to talk about some of those a little bit. hopefully we don't dwell on that too much because we need to move forward. With that in mind, I was talking to Tom, the fire chief, earlier today, and I thought, well, to start this conversation off, maybe let's talk about the recent proposal from the fire district to the city. And so I would give the time to you, Tom. Do you want to talk a little bit about that proposal and what the fire district offers the city? Kind of walk us through some of that. And I have copies here that I'll just here, take one and pass it around. You'll take one. You need one? Here, take one.
Just in case.
We'll have, I think, a bunch of different topics that we'll cover tonight. And hopefully what we end with at the end of the evening is discussion about priorities on both sides and where we would like to see the service moving into the future, what that would look like. That's the opening.
So, as I don't want to go back to the contract being canceled and all that, that happened and that's in the past, but you guys came to us and asked for an extension to the contract. And as you guys all know, we had to go to our taxpayers because if you guys canceled and we were unable to work something out, we had to go to our taxpayers for a lid lift. And we lid lifted to 90 cents per thousand. My operating budget would have been from 1.4 million, would have went down to $600,000. I can't operate and keep the same staffing and protect the fire district at $600,000. So we did the lid lift, it passed. So the county taxpayers right now are paying 90 cents per thousand for fire protection starting as of January 1. You guys came to us for an extension. We're kind of frustrated because we've been kind of stuck. My commissioners are kind of frustrated because we've been stuck with this. And we assumed from previous mayor and council that you guys were going to go ahead with your own fire department. And that's what we planned for. That's why we returned your station and we returned your trucks so that you guys were able to do that. Not knowing what was going to happen because nobody really knows what's going to happen because of the election and everything that happened. So you guys came to us and asked for an extension here, a couple of weeks ago.
January
came back and asked for an extension. So the commissioners and I, we all talked, and it's kind of hard for us not to go 90 cents per thousand because that's what the county taxpayers are paying now. And it's not really fair to them that we not stay at that 90 cents per thousand for the city at this point in time, because as of right now, you're asking for an extension. We have no idea what you guys' plans are as of right now. I mean, of whether you're going to start your own department still, or you're going to try and annex into the fire district with us. So right now, it's at 90 cents per thousand, which for a year would be starting May 1st until April of 2027, would be a full year. And like I said, that's that in a nutshell. I'm not saying that there couldn't be some negotiation depending on whether the council decided they wanted to do the annexation. But as a county taxpayer, if I give you a break and the county taxpayers are paying 90 cents, how am I ever going to go back to a county taxpayer and say, hey, we give the city a break and how am I going to get another lid lift when it comes time for me to go to my county taxpayer and say, hey, we need another lid lift to keep the county fire district operating. So I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard spot. I mean, we want to see the annexation go forward, I think. Back, I don't know if you guys read the CR, which is the resolution that we had back with the previous mayor. I don't know if you guys all got a copy of that to read that. At that point in time, it was still at 65 cents per thousand. Would have been think it's $870,000. And that's when you guys canceled the contract. But obviously now it's a lot more because we're at 90 cents per thousand from that 65 cents per thousand. So we're at $1.2 million for fire protection.
So the last meeting that we had at the fire department, you guys went for that levy lift at 89.9% with the county, right? And in that conversation, I told you guys that we wanted to do an extension, which you guys talked about, got back to us on that. So when we were talking, I said, be fair to us in how you can approach us to do that extension to the end of the year or to April. So we went to the end of the year, right? So you're coming back at us at 80, 90 cents, let's say, right? So you said it all. You said it before I did. I kind of feel that you're kind of taking advantage. I'm going to use that word because we're in the pickle, right? And hitting us with 90 cents when I said, be fair to us, right? So if you take the valuation of 1.3 billion divided by 1,000, so we're at $1,169,870 per year, okay? So you divide that by 8 months, you divide that by 12, is 97,489 times 8 months, you're charging us $781,000 for 8 months. Okay. Originally, at your 65 cents for the valuation that we have, you're charging us, you would have been charging us 870 if you would have got what you wanted. So you're pretty much charging us for 8 months what you were going to charge us for the whole year. So that's why I said be fair to us, because in our meeting that we had before, Tom, just to answer that a little bit, you brought it up here a little bit ago. You said, you mentioned something about the annexation that we might not want to go that way, right? Well, in our last meeting with council, we had some opinions. We want to know, right? We want to know what that annexation is going to, be like.
Mm-hmm.
We can annex, we can go regional, or we can start our own department, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not saying that we're going to start our own. We're starting anew here.
Mm-hmm.
What was in the past is in the past. Let's stay in the past.
Right.
That's what we decided to get together with you guys, because you guys start talking and you guys get out of, I'm not saying you get out of whack. You guys have, let me give you my opinion about the 65 cents valuation from the 1.3 billion. You're right. You're right. And I told the council that, because you're going off the valuation. The only thing that you didn't have going on your side was the contract was going to expire. So now we have the right to negotiate, right? Which you didn't want. You didn't want to negotiate. You wanted to get what you wanted to get. The 65 of the valuation at 1.3.
So can I ask you a question?
Sure.
The city was paying 65 cents. Mm-hmm. 1,000
people. You still are paying 65
right.
cents.
In the original contract. So
uh-huh.
What were the county people paying before the visit?
There was 64, 63,
64,
basically the same.
64.9, wasn't it? 60, 67.
So we're
and change. No, so it goes
about
up.
The same.
So we were 65.
And we were roughly the same in response to your fairness, because we're trying to be fair, but our number one priority is fairness to our tax base. So we're trying to figure out how that matches up with our tax base. What Tom said was 100% true. We have to honor.
Are we all the same tax?
No,
payer?
No.
No, we're not.
We're straight out of the county now.
We're a junior tax industry.
Yeah. So okay. we have to honor them. And if they are going, like Tom said, if we have to go back to them and they are feeling that we're ripping them off, we're never passing anything again. So we have to figure out where that balance is. And so we're trying not to think that there is no animosity in this decision that we've made, none whatsoever. We're just trying to be fair with our tax base first, and then try to work how we're going to work it with you guys.
So, Chad, what you're saying right now, that the 65 cents at the current valuation at 1.3 billion, which you were going to get 870, you just mentioned it, that's off the table. So what you're saying now, if we go to negotiate on our next contract,
65 cents is
90 cents at the 1.3 valuation.
We have to be.
So you're knocking it way out of the park now from 870 to 1.2 million.
we feel, I don't want to say we feel bad because we're in that situation because we had to because of the decision the city made. So we got forced into that.
And we've been negotiating for 2 years now. And we're kind of at the point, we need direction to where our department's going. And these the 90-cent fund, that gives us the fund and the ability to take Adams County without the city and do what we need to do. Now, the 90 cents that you guys would be paying or the 89.99, I mean, it's a lot, but it's fair. I mean, if you look at the reports that we've sent you with the ESCI, the amount of staffing that would be needed to operate under an annexation or a regional fire authority, however it comes to be, I mean, you're going to be needing 8 full-time employees. You're going to be needing 4 or 5 guys that are going to be there 24 hours a day.
I agree.
And that's...
But you have to understand, too, that you mentioned, you also mentioned that you wrapped it all up in what I had here. I mean, you're operating with the county, what, at 600K right now? Because you're not...
No, I got my visit. So now county residents, now? They're paying $877,000. Can I operate on that?
Can you operate?
If I don't take care of the city, I can.
Sure, then.
So, because right now I'm down,
also down one. Yeah, we're also...
I'm not taking care of your trucks anymore. I really didn't have to, I really have to keep testing your hydrants for you anymore, which you're still doing. I'm still doing fire inspections. I'm still doing plan review for the city, which that's going to cost you. You're going to have to hire another person to do. I don't know how. And then we've talked about maybe reducing that through the county, but we can't reduce it. If I take over the fire, if we annex the city, you guys have a general fund. You collect money from the county. You're paying everything out of your general fund. So when a truck comes due, you take the money from the general fund and you pay for the truck. As a junior taxing district, I don't have that luxury of having this general fund sitting over here. I have a budget that I have to stay in. If you guys annex into the fire district, I have to purchase those new ladder trucks, those new bumper trucks. I have to hire more people. I'm already down one staff now. I'm going to be down 2. I have another guy retiring. That's all cost money. We work 365 days a year, just like the police department. We have 2 guys on staff at all times. On the weekends, I get volunteers to volunteer. I have to pay them a stipend to stay in town so that they can help fight fire. I have costs just like the police department has, except I don't have a full-time police department. I have volunteers that I rely on, which save the city and the county a ton of money.
Chris, let's come over to Chris.
Thank you. The biggest, first off, he's getting defensive.
But we have, you just as you have responsibilities, your tax rates, you got to understand, we have a fiduciary duty as well. So the first question that I want to ask is the budget, what your previous budget was. So, and how that was going to drop. So if what is your budget today with what you're collecting with the contract, and what will be the budget? What do you need to run effectively and have us under your contract? How much is that budget? Have you guys figured that out?
It was $1 million. Our budget this year was just over $1.2 million. No, just over $1 million.
So $1.2 million. That sound like it.
Like $1.3 million. Yeah. So our budget before all this happened was $1 million.
So what will you be collecting at this 8.9 from everybody? What will that turn your collections
including
into?
Including the city?
City and county together.
If it's city and county together, what will that collections be?
So the city portion would be about 1.2. The county would be
877. Yeah, so we're about
above your budget is that amount?
That's roughly, well, $1 million.
Pretty significant, yeah, right?
That's significant.
Yeah. What is the fiscal responsibility of having that much more? That's what I'm having trouble understanding right now. So when you look for an area of where we can compromise, to me, it seems like within that number, there is an area of compromise there. And I think that's responsible not just for the city, but responsible for your taxpayers as well. And I think, you know, working from that point is an area that makes sense to me, that if we are working together to meet the budgetary needs that you guys need to be successful, I think that's a great negotiating area to be at for all of us. I think that
Unfortunately, I have a whole lot of questions because this is the first time I've had to be put into this, as many as people ask, and we have not gotten any preparation up to this.
Yeah.
So I have like 50 questions here. We're going to be here a long time. You let me,
Chris, partly to answer,
but I want to stick with that one. That I see a disparity between those, and the toughest thing to deal with, in my opinion, is the fiscal responsibility of what I've just heard.
So we haven't sat down and said, okay, if we have this extra boom of money coming in that we weren't anticipating, what will we do with it? We haven't really had a conversation about that. So I don't know how to answer that part. What I will say is when we are doing fire work, 60% of the man hours that these guys do is related to the city or more.
I understand okay. that.
So, you know, say we give you a great deal and we charge you $500,000. Well, now you're saying, well, just throwing out.
I don't want a great deal. I want a fair deal.
I know, but I'm saying you guys are looking for this big drop because you don't want to pay the 90 cents.
Not necessarily.
But now you're saying that even though the majority of our time will be spent in the city would then pay way less than the county residents would pay. That's hard to swallow for the county residents.
What was that total again? City versus county that you just gave out in what's paid in currently?
1.2
in the new plan. 1.2 to what?
1.2 to
877,
which is how much?
877.
877 is what I
put. So they're pretty close to 64.
Pretty close to what you just described.
Right.
Okay.
So I mean, but again, we're at,
but that's significantly over what you need in your budget.
It is a little bit well need. I don't know, but. Because we haven't sat down and talked about that part yet. So I don't know. I'm not going to say need.
So then,
however, we are understaffed. We're understaffed.
Without that knowledge. I mean, and then if that's where, see, this is where I get a little squishy. Because, you know, as we talk about fiduciary duties and fiscal responsibility, setting a number without that in mind is not only not fair to your county residents, it's not fair to anybody. You know, that number should be different. And I think that's a great place for us to come together and work on that.
So I understand the complete fairness of what you're saying, because if I was a county resident, I would feel that way. And we were paying close to the same thing before. So I understand that. Where I'm struggling now, because I would like nothing more to repair this relationship, have us work together for the city and county people together. Like, I think that's what's best. Personally, I think that's what's best for the city. Where I'm struggling is when I have paperwork that's in front of me with numbers on a page that we can fully staff and run our own department for about $800,000 in a year. And it's 1.2 to stay with y'all. How do I sell that to my city people?
Is your numbers
when you buy a truck,
your numbers aren't correct.
When you go to buy it, your new ladder truck, you're $1.5 million in the hole there.
Right.
Any other engine, you're looking at $1 million there. But we've had the funds and we've saved for this. We know what's coming.
There's a big disparity in what I have been shown in what the ask is. And I understand the ask, the fairness of the ask, because it's an equality of what everybody's paying. But
1.2 is about what you guys are going to have to pay to have your own department. Maybe more. And that's because of cost of engines and things you have to keep continually, not just fix, but you have to replace. You have to have funds you're going
and that's anything,
pouring that into
and,
it.
And that may very well be true, but show me. Is show that, me on a paper, because what I've seen from the consultant that does this and sets up departments and does the whole thing with budgeting and everything is far less than 1.2. So that's what I have.
You know, if I was going to get a big bill, I would want to know what valuation I get for that bill, right? Makes sense. Problem is we need to have a little bit of a nudge of what the future is going to look like. And I think we should put that plan together as a unit together. You know, if we decide to annex, guess what? You're going to have commissioners in that decision making. You know, I think that should happen sooner rather than later. You know, you guys have a fire council here. That would be something that they need to put some info in on, right?
So when we talk about capital outlays, vehicles, the city, we purchase fire engines.
Mm-hmm.
We have that in the budget. So when we say, or I've heard, hey, it's going to cost you 1.2 and you're going to have to buy that. Like, yeah, we know that. That's why we're going, man, if we're buying the equipment that we're going to use for the contract, and we're going to pay you 20% more. How can I sell that to the 8,000 citizens of Ovello that it doesn't?
That's why annexing.
It's hard to sell.
That's why annexing would be good, because we would be taking over that responsibility. We would be purchasing the trucks.
But then we say, go annex. Okay, now I got to sell to the citizens. All right. So we're going to not just contract with Adams County Fire District 5. We are going to give them all the land for responsibility, have no say in how your tax dollars are now being spent. Because all the citizens are going to say, I pay my taxes. Where's it going? And we're going to go, I don't know.
Well,
because, hold on, let me finish. Because I've heard here, say, well, we're not sure about our future. And that's a problem. I see other problem. You should be coming here. I expected, hey, this is our 10-year vision. All right. We see this amount of growth for the county, this amount of growth in the city. We're going to need to look at purchasing this fire engine, or we need to look at future annexation for south of the city, and we need to plan for maybe a fire station south of Highway 26. That's the kind of stuff I'm looking at. I'm looking at big vision stuff. So I can go back and sell to the citizens, hey, this is why this is a good deal, because they have looked at the future, where we want to go, and we're all locked up together.
Did you read the ESI report?
I'm not getting it.
Did you read the ESI report?
That we gave the report? Not all of it.
I would read it all.
Because that's what that
lays it all out.
5-year, 10-year.
But when I sit here and you guys talk to me, I get, well, I don't know. I want to hear from you, not some.
Or I don't know is based on you guys right now.
Yeah. Are you guys still, what's the fire council's opinion on this? Are you guys still gung-ho on starting your own department, or?
I don't know.
And I mean, that's the problem.
We came into this meeting today with no information.
Chris, we're the ones providing the fire services right now, and we haven't known for 2 years.
So what I think the best thing that we could all do is find a place where we can get common ground and then start working into that place. Now, like I said, these are my friends I grew up with. You know, I grew up with Tom. I grew Chad and I graduated high school together. Peter, we've known each other forever. You know, do I think that we can sit down and find some common ground, kind of getting past? And also, there are other issues that I think need to be addressed as well beyond that. I think that we haven't done a very good job of being stewards of our side of the contract, quite frankly. In looking at some of the stuff that I have read, we should have provided a lot more oversight into some of the things and a lot more concerns and explanations of the things that we wanted. Having right now the inability to fight a fire on an apartment complex that just got built concerns me greatly. And we should have been making those investments a long time ago. We can't have a hotel in this town because we can't fight a fire if that they want to build. We need to be in a better place altogether. We fell down on our side too. It is very obvious to me going through the records that I have. We haven't done a good job. We should have done this better. So if you all want the opportunity to start this over, I think we should work on getting all into a better place. I cannot tell you which way is the best path to do that. I think there's lots of different opinions on that. For us at the time, I think independent, based on everything I read, was the best path for them. That may not any longer be the same path. But I understand the frustration and concern. I mean, you and I have talked, Peter, and I know your frustration and concern, and I'm very appreciative of it.
And I think that's the point of tonight, though, right? Is for us to all be able to just be open and try and find what is the right path forward.
Our hope and vision, if you guys want to be honest, is that we annex and we take care of the city, and that we are the providers for Adams County 5 and Ovello being a part of Adams County 5. And it's not saying that you guys don't know what you're doing, you can't do it, it's going to cost too much, because there's plenty of cities out there that have done it and can do it. We've been doing it for a long time, and we're kind of, it's hard to understand why we would want two McDonald's right next to each other.
So when we came, the members that were able of our fire committee came in January and talked with y'all, and we talked for nearly an hour that night. I think we had some really good back and forth conversation, and I know at least for Angel and I that were there, I got a lot more information about annexation that I don't think the rest of the council has. And so I think those would be valuable conversations to have. My big concern about annexation is to make sure that there is a city voice.
Of course.
If we want to sit and say, let's talk about that and let's make that our vision for the future and take it to the people to say whether that's what they want or not. At least for me as a council person, I want some guarantees of what that fire commission looks like and how we get a seat at that table.
So to that note, I think, Jim, I think you were starting to, you were kind of already running that idea. Right.
So
we're
looking at the cost right now. We're looking at the immediate cost. Say, hey, we got a bill, we're going to run this bill for 8 months, right? And it's a big deal. You know, what value do you give with that? Well, we're going to annex and how that builds. We're going to end up with commissioners that are probably district strictly out of the city, right? So you're going to have your city voice like you're talking about. That's going to have to be part of the annexation. What it does is it becomes an independent fire district where we provide the fire service, but it's the city providing fire service for itself. It's the city providing fire service for county. It's the county providing power service. It's a district. It's no longer a separation, right? It's together. So all those expenses for trucks and things like that suddenly become responsibility of that district. You're giving us property, is what you were talking about. Well, that property is already serving its purpose, and we intend to make that property keep doing that purpose, not do a different purpose or not make money on that purpose. It's needed to provide that. Right now, we need the city offices to, or city building to house city equipment last, but however many months we've been not using city equipment and just using county equipment, part of the cancellation of the contract. And this is provided kind of the same thing. We've not used city equipment for those 8 months until we get a decision on how to go forward, right? So your valuation is, you're going to have to prepare for getting annexed. You're going to have to get some way to get a ladder truck up tied to a building. You're going to have to do that stuff. So your valuation of money, we need to work together on how that works and how that looks. You know.
So with that,
maybe go reverse. What do we need first, then figure out how much it costs. And I think you might find that 90 cents might be fairly close.
So with the reorganizing the board and how that's, if it was a district, this annexation, right now the board has three. You envision that being like 5 or 7?
I would imagine 5 would be, make most sense.
I think that's something we would have to look at. Do it like a school district almost. I don't know how that all works out, but I envision, okay, you know, 3 county and 2 city or however that works
probably
out.
Probably draw district lines, divide the county up, and you'd probably have to do it by a population.
School board has 3 districts.
So we would have like 5 districts, and then someone from each district. You'd have to have someone from each district so that it's equally across the board. Because right now we have fire commissioners that live close to each other.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah, Kelly, do you know how those districts for the school are divided up?
So district 3 is like kind of the middle of town. District 1 is like
north. But are, I mean, like, are they divided by population?
They're divided by population. So if the city is 2/3 of the work and 2/3 of the budget, why would the city not be 2/3 of the council as well?
This is all part of the conversation. I mean,
well, you could be.
Yeah.
If you divide the city, if you divide the districts up, there could be 5 people from the city council that from the city on the running the board. They just have to run. Mm-hmm. It depends on how you divide up your districts. So there could be, everybody could be from the city of Ovello. There could be nobody from the district, hopefully.
So, yeah, so like that, we wouldn't do districts. It would be at large. Kind of like that's how the city council positions are. They're just all at large in the, if you live in this circle.
Yeah.
And that could, we could do it that way. So we could do it in at large where.
I think you get a more across the board voice.
It would be nice to do that, but like, we've said we all 3 live within like a 5-mile radius, and it's just the way it is. I mean, you don't get too many fire commissioners to run.
That's where.
Yeah, the and being if we were to annex, we would like a strong voice in there because for one, you guys know there's a roundabout going in on 17. Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen on rental? Mm-hmm. So say 2-3 franchises come in here with the 5-store, 6-store. Yeah. Are you ready for that? You're not.
No.
And that takes money too.
We want that business to come in. So we want you guys, we want to say, you know, because you're going to be getting $2 million.
The 90 cents would help us get ready for that.
Run. So you should have enough money in there to kind of, you know, suit us up for what the needs are for the future, you know.
At the 90 cents per thousand. No, I'm on the list. But what I'm saying is that everything costs, I mean, we want to be there. That's what we were looking at when we did the ESI report, the growth of the city and what we needed for the future. Right now, we should have 8 full-time firefighters and 2 administrative staff.
I think you should have 10, actually.
That's talking, you know, the chief.
I have 5 guys right now.
They're not fighting fire. They're
administrative. And I still fight fire.
Tom fight fire.
And a secretary. And we're down one position.
Here's what we have to see. So since the beginning, we said we don't know what direction we're going, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
We've all expressed the same, you know, same idea. So just really quick numbers from what we're paying right now, 24.9 cents. Kind of our evaluation.
Right before there, I want to finish a little bit on this topic and then we'll give back to some numbers here in just a sec. I'm sorry. There's a lot of us, and this could easily take Tom and night. And that's not what any of us want. So just back to the redistricting and some of the representation, you know, some of how that would go. I think one of the frustrations of council is that there has been no voice and a lack of communication from the fire district to us. And we're kind of talking about that. And Tom, I think you were on the same page there. And so I think that could address some of that concern. That's good. Chris.
I think we're putting a lot of cart before the horse on a lot of this discussion, quite frankly. As I'm listening to all this, we are dealing, I mean, you have a bunch of new council members. And I'll put myself, even though I've tried to read as much as I could to get ready for this, talk to you guys, get some background. I think there is a lot of data and a lot of education that we need before we can even come close to making a decision on what is right and wrong and where to go. Representation on districts and that, I think that's so far down the road of understanding. I think there's some other things that we need to get and understand. And for you guys to hear from us about what our vision is for what things and where that comes together and how we can all make the best that can be. So like for myself, I don't even understand the history of why this decision was made. I would love to hear that. You know, I know that there's been independent review of things. I don't have any access to that. I'd love to hear that. I'd love to hear the historical fire insurance rating, how things have changed and why, and what we can do to help that situation if it needs help. I don't even know. You know, and then figure out what is the best path to get the best result. You know, I'm not going to tell you it's annexation right now because I just don't friggin' know enough about this to tell you that. I mean, I've read about independent fire departments, fire districts, annexations. Based on my very limited knowledge, I need a whole lot more education before I'm going to vote for any of that. We're on a path that is budgeted as prepared for. We don't have a change in our budget, as far as I know of, to address this opportunity. That's a problem from a policy standpoint and from a governance standpoint. I don't even know if that's where we're going. So the best thing that you can do, I think, for me and for some of the new city councilors is to find a way for us all to get up to speed and educated on a number of different issues so that we can help make the decision of where we can go forward and how we can do it best, not just for one group or another group, but for all.
I think we've strayed from where we need to be. You guys are talking annexation and long-term and 5 years out. I'm on a 60-day cycle here. Come May 1st, if we don't come to an agreement, liability-wise, we are screwed.
And that's why we are here tonight,
We need to settle. Yeah, Marty, first, we got to have something going.
When I come into office,
beautiful,
knowing we had a deadline to come with May 1st, seeing where the current progress of creating our own department. I've got 26 years of service in the fire department here. Knowing what it takes, not to run it, but to see the manpower that's needed, I know a little bit more about it. And I didn't see us meeting that deadline. Maybe we could add a building, maybe we could add a few trucks there, but to have the personnel that we needed to have in place, I didn't see that in place. So that's one reason why I come to the county, to see if we could extend our current contract to give us time to work on that, but also give the new council and the existing council a good look at this whole picture again, mm-hmm, to see the direction that we absolutely wanted to go. I have my own thoughts on it, what we need to do, but that's not up to me. That's up to the council. But it's my job to make sure that you guys get all the information that we need to make a good decision for the city.
Mark, I'm going to disagree with you just a little bit, because I think fixing the problem for the next 8 months or 12 months, whatever number we can settle on, and doesn't make us have so much heartburn, but still will absolutely meet your needs. That doesn't fix the overall problem, right? Because then in 8 months or 12 months, we're back here. Like, mm-hmm, what fixes the problem is coming together and figuring out where we want to be as a group in 5 years.
Yes.
And figuring out how we get there.
Well, in 8 months, we should be back here.
Well,
because in 8 months, what we're trying to do here, before Spencer cut me off here, as I was getting there, what we're trying to do here is come to an agreement on a number. It's simple. Come to an agreement on a number, right? No, I mean, in 8 months, we're going to have a solution, because we're going to have 8 months to work on it. Now, there we go again. Is it annexation, regional? We don't know what it's going to be. But my feeling, again, coming at us at what you're charging the county at that valuation, we're at 1.3. I don't know what the county, I mean, you're getting 6-8 from the county. You're going to get
9.
You're going to get 1.2 from us. So I feel that, just like you said a little bit ago, I feel that you're getting us for the 90 cents because you feel that we're going the annexation direction, which we are not. That's why we have the 8 months, so we can kind of go through it.
We're doing the 90 cents.
We need to get to a number, bottom line. This meeting needs to get to a number.
We're doing the 89.9 cents because that's what, when we were put in a situation where we're going to lose half of our budget, maybe not quite half, we needed to know where we were going. So we went to our county residents. They approved a lid lift. And now that's the cost of fire service in Adams County.
So that's coming back into that. You can't change it.
We are not going to drop 89 cents. We're not going to go to the county red and say, hey, we'll give you 15 cents back.
You're set on that.
I don't think they would mind.
Turn it down.
I don't think they mind, but the cost of a fire department is more than what we're asking.
For 8 months. Is there any room? Because that's what we're trying to find out. Is there any room?
There's room if you guys decided you wanted to do the annexation.
We can't tell that.
Well, then it's got to be the 90 cents.
That's all we're
going to go. Because it's only fair to us.
That's all we needed.
I feel like Mark is correct. And let's find a number and spend the next 8 months trying to figure out how we can fix it. I don't think we're going to resolve anything tonight. So I think what we need to do is figure out what number it is that we can get us by for the next 8 months, and then spend those 8 months fixing the problem.
We've been through this for
years. He just told us what the number is.
I'm tired.
Let me tell you about that number. 5 years ago, you guys started charging us, and the city agreed to it, 65 cents per thousand based on value. So that seemed fair. It wasn't fair because the county people were charged 65 cents for the levy, and that went into the fire district pot. The city was charged 65 cents per thousand,
And that went into the county fire district.
How do you find that the city residents were charged 65 cents?
The equivalent of, I should have said that, because it comes, we don't, I have my tax statement here. It doesn't say 65 cents per thousand for the city. Came out of the general fund that the city taxpayers paid into. So that came out of the city funds, went into the county fire department out of five buckets. Out of that bucket, the county buys their fire trucks from that bucket. City money goes in there, county levy funds go in there. But the city, when they come to buy their fire truck, they have to go back to the city fund and pay for it. That is not fair. And it says in this report, and I'll show you, I'll tell you, this is your guys' report. The expected carryover at the end of 2024, this is for Adams County 5, is $1.8 million, a 23% increase from the previous year. That's because you were getting the equivalent of city monies and buying the trucks from that, but the city had to go outside to buy their trucks. Now, I'm not blaming you guys. The city agreed to that contract. Right. They signed that contract. I just maintain it's not fair. And so I will pay the 90 cents, but you need to say we're going to put 25 cents a thousand into a dedicated fund to buy city trucks. And if we annex, you need to rebate that back to us so we can buy trucks with that money. Because out of the 90 cents that you're charging the county, you're making that money is buying county trucks.
Or can we use some of that capital that you're talking about as a portion of the amount that we're paying for our service? So instead of us paying that 89 cents, we pay a lesser amount, but we're also adding all this capital. Does that make sense? You know, because there's real value.
You're adding capital to what?
For the price of the trucks.
The 89 cents?
Yeah, I know, no, but to who are you adding the capital to?
Right? Adding that, so essentially subtracting that from our cost we pay for fire service.
And how do you figure that number? How much do you guys
Well, you told us you can get by with 65 cents per thousand to run your department from the city, get that from the city, and you can run the department. So between 65 cents to 90 cents, that needs to go into capitals, a reserve earmarked for city trucks.
And how would that work? We start a fund and take the money that you pay us and take a portion of that and put it in an account and then just give it back to you?
If we don't annex. If we annex, you can have the money, just buy the trucks.
Yeah.
But if we go off on our own, then yeah, that was the same amount that the county puts in. And in essence, you have a reserve fund to buy trucks.
Yeah, and that was that $1.9 million
is
our reserve.
So if the city's paying the same amount, we want that reserve fund too. So if you annex, you keep it. If you don't, you have to rebate it back to us so we can buy our trucks because we paid for them.
The 90 cents, I think, is fair, but that's if part of the 90 cents that we're paying, like Mark has alluded to, also goes towards the purchase of capital
for trucks. If the annexation does not work.
Yeah. But see, right now, your guys' is 90 cents, you're also taking a portion of that 90 cents and you're using it for your capital expenses for your trucks and other things.
I mean,
for
you can say that, but I mean, we're using your money to service the city and provide, pay our volunteers, pay our staff, pay somebody to go out there and hydrant test, pay somebody out there to go do inspections. That's what your money is going for.
So just to be straight, the 90 cents would be, the 90 cents, you guys are going to be buying trucks from now on, or you still want us to buy the truck?
If you guys want to annex, I think.
No, I'm saying if we stay the way, if we go out 90 cents without annexing, right?
Okay.
The teacher and me wants to call it.
I'll just wait.
You're saying you need,
right? No.
Take the 89 cents and we start purchasing the trucks.
So we stay the way we are. You're saying that you're still going to charge us 90 cents.
So you're wanting us to buy
it. Hold on. So you're still charging us 90 cents. So what's happening to the equipment and you guys buy the equipment from now on and maintenance, the shop and everything?
Not in 8 months, we wouldn't do something like
that. No, of course not.
Yeah, but we don't want a contract. we don't want to have this conversation again. We want to give everybody an opportunity. And if we did an annexation, it would give the city council a chance, an opportunity. You could have somebody on our board. You could have a city council member sit on our board and break it up in a district so there's more representation from the city.
So it's well and good for us to talk about annexation, but the public might say no.
Exactly. Yeah. And
so if you say no, then we're right back here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I guess the point would be if we pay 89.9 cents, the same as the county people are doing, but y'all have all of that money and you're buying trucks and all of those trucks are owned by the county. Yeah. If at some point in the future, we have to split off, we have no equipment, but we paid for part of
it. It's what we talked about. When you remember, you talked about it. If they pay the 90 cents and this all falls apart and we can't get a come to an agreement, they're still paying the 90 cents. We still replace the city trucks, but we take over all their trucks.
Yeah.
And it's basically an annexation, but the city still owns. Well, I don't know how it's not an annexation.
No.
But I see what you're saying. We start by purchasing city trucks with the 89 cents that you're providing us for service.
But then we wouldn't want to go back and use that money to purchase the city trucks that you already own, because then we would be
future.
Okay.
Talking down the road.
Yeah. So we're saying 25 cents of that 89 goes into a special fund. So when you have to replace a city truck, it gets replaced, but it still is owned by the city. So, or if it's a new truck that you're using that funds for, that if things eventually split apart in 15 years, 20 years, we don't have zero equipment. Like that extra money that we've paid into you,
still is
city. Chris,
thank you.
I think Chad was trying to call on Frick.
You're the man, Chad. All right. I kind of have heard kind of enough, and we can go into, again, nuts and bolts of things, which will absolutely not get resolved today. Or I'm just going to come straight to it for what I know based on what I've heard tonight. I've heard this is the proposal given to us for the rest of the year, correct?
It's for one year.
For one year. Perfect.
May to April.
So you intend to charge us 90 cents. And with what your budgets are, what they project, that's significantly above what you would need. With that in mind, we would like you guys to consider lowering that. If you don't, I think you pretty much guarantee us to go on a path over this next year of making an independent fire district. I mean, if you're going to hold us hostage and you're going to hold us, you know, our feet to the fire without being fiscally responsible, I'm very frustrated with that. And I understand your frustration, I didn't do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to go down that route, that's fine. But the way I feel, I can let the other city councilors speak for themselves. But if we are not going to be in a negotiation situation, then, and we're going to be held to this, we will have to do this to protect our people. But this would definitely not help me feel like we can work together in the future and that we would go on our own. I mean, this would make me personally feel that way.
So, and like I said, the 90 cents isn't fair to what it takes to run the department today to buy your capital facility.
I don't even know that because we don't have any data.
We don't.
We have zero data to judge that.
Wild City
had 2 years to get the data, Chris. The city
decided, I was glad to have it. I asked for it before this meeting. None of it was given.
The city had 2 years to figure out all these numbers that you guys should have been crunching and saying, well, okay, what's the cost for turnouts? What's the cost for rate? What's the cost for personnel? What's the cost to run a volunteer fire department? You had 2 years to come up with that stuff.
And I think that probably was done over the 2 years.
Well, where's it at?
Great question.
Well, that's we're frustrated
that information,
I'm understaffed.
The city council, as is, made the decision to go forward with that. I have yet to hear something that tells me that isn't good, but what I have heard is this is how much I need to run, but we're charging you this. And that's not a good place to be.
So,
for who? For you or us?
For the taxpayers. It shouldn't be about, no. It should not be about us versus them. That's the problem. Everyone's made these little castles for themselves and they're throwing rocks back at each other. Yes, they are. I've watched it for the freaking past 6 months. You know who gets hurt by that? The people in the middle. And the people in the middle deserve better.
You're right. They do.
Good. Then let's work at doing better. Because this is okay. This is what we have to live with. to protect our people, we're going to do that. But you're putting us then guaranteeing us to go down an independent path. If you want to change that, there's an opportunity for that. But let's be fair about it. All the way around. Give us a chance to get educated, get us a chance to understand this stuff better. Because for many of us, this is the first time we've heard any of this.
You got 60 days, dude.
Well, no, we got this
on a counteroffer.
I agree.
Make them here a counteroffer. Charge us 90 cents, but 25 cents of that per thousand in reserve. And if we go independent, we get that money back. If we annex, you can keep the money.
We
got 50 days, people.
Because, like I said, the purpose of this is to get help cover for a fire district. But also consideration of maybe reducing that. But you guys got the full use of our building again. You got the full use of all of our trucks that we would like to see used, because right now those trucks sitting down there not being used is not good for those trucks either. They need to be used. They need to be tested constantly. They need to be started up every day, and those are getting neglected. But take the consideration of all the equipment that we currently have and using that, maybe lowering it a little bit. Because I know part of your guys' 90 cents is covering all that stuff too. And we're not asking you to go out and buy all this capital stuff this year. Use what you got so we can get something figured out for the next 8 months when you're, so we can sit down and have these talks to educate everybody a little bit more on annexation, which I think is the best way for everybody in this panhandle in this county. Because when we can bring our services together and our budgets together, we will all gain, and then we will address all those issues that were in that report.
So really quick, Tom, that was really good what Mark just said. It was really good. You charge us 90 cents for the year, right? But if we annex, you give us back the 24.9 cents.
No, that's not
you keep that. Yeah. If we don't, and there you go. If we go on our own.
If you don't annex,
yeah, you keep it. Yeah.
If you annex, we keep it. If we don't annex, we give that money back to the city for them to.
Unless you
spend it on equipment
that's for the city.
So that could answer your question. Since the beginning, you were worried about it. You didn't want to lower your rate because you thought we were going to annex anyway. We weren't going to annex, right? So that's really good. Because that's
when is that date figured out though? Can we go with the July 31st of 26? Can you guys have it figured out by then?
It's not us to figure it out.
Annexation.
It's for annexation. I mean, if we do the deal that Mark's talking about, and you guys can make a decision by the 31st, I think I'm open to that.
Well,
there's a reason for the date in there.
Y'all talked to some consultants already about annexation and like a time frame for. I mean, so that would be more dependent on that, right?
No, this date is for you guys, not for us. Because if you guys decide, you guys go through all this work and you decide you're not going to annex, you have to have time to get your crap together.
How long does that take again?
For you guys to get your part department ready to go?
No, for in case we
annex. We gave you July 30th.
The annexation process.
No, from the day we decide. And we decide on July 1st.
If you decide, you'd have to decide by the end of the year, is what I was told. Before the end of the year. This decision, November, you'd have to decide October, November, if you're going to do it.
So you can
get it on the ballot in August of 2020.
And there would need to be a lot of education.
Yeah,
a lot of public education. The reason we had that date in there was for you guys, because if you guys want to do this and you guys decide you don't want to annex and you want to go on your own. Okay, which is your guys' choice if you want to do that. You have to have time to get your crap together and get everything lined up and get your people hired. And if this gets drug on until November, December, now we're in the same discussion again the year after, because you have no time to develop your fire department and get your fire department ready. So that date isn't really for us. It doesn't affect us at all. It affects you guys. And it also pushes this decision forward. So we have to make a decision on how we want to move forward. And it kind of puts some urgency to it, so that
the end of July, is that too short of a time period for you to get all the information to council that we would need to be able to make that decision? Would be my next
no
question.
No, not necessarily. No.
Because I would hate to say yes. I mean, because I'm ready to read information right now, but I don't know the time frame for actually getting us everything that we would need.
Some of those studies have already been
go
done.
We
just need to be republished to the council.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. To me, it's a simple question. Can we run over the next 10 years the city department on our own for $12 million over 10 years? Because we got
to 1.2.
No,
right.
Over
10
years. Or can we pay the county to annex $12 million over the next 10 years? What is the better value? And that's the report that I have not seen either. And you got to factor in cost of trucks, hiring personnel, maintenance guys.
That number really doesn't exist, Mark. And it needs to exist. Right. But
so that
we've been asked the same thing before. It's hard to give that number because you don't know how many volunteers.
I think the county. I have no problem with the service provided. I'm just the numbers guy. Which is the better value to the citizens of Othello? Pay them $12 million over 10 years, or start my own department and run it for 10 years? And I go over 10 year period because there's going to be big upfront costs. I mean, we got to buy a rescue rig, radios, bunkers. You know, I gave a list. Count what we need to get. You can amortize that over 10 years. So that's the long term. But tonight, you know, again, I'm back to the 60-day thing. We got to come to some
trajectory of the city size and growth at not too long time in the future here. We are not a town anymore, but a small city. What rules or CWs of services do we have to provide when that happens? Because I know that changes as our definition changes, or at least some of the services that we should provide or have to provide, and how does that impact in this plan?
Who's doing what changes?
As we go from transition from a small town to a small city, what sort of requirements or changes and services happen with that?
I don't know if there's RCWs really that address that.
There was some of the stuff that we looked at. We're planning to
fire them. The projections of our population.
There is.
That survey.
I think there is. I think there is. And I think some of that also includes integration of EMS and some of those other things. And that's why I've been looking at all this. And I don't see how this plan even comes close. Again, but this is putting the cart way before the horse on some of this stuff. But tenure being the chair of the planning commission kind of impacts knowledge of that stuff.
I believe that 10 years. Your plan that you had that addresses a lot of those issues down the future. As a combined department, but what we would have to look at separately too, what we need is that addresses them.
Your biggest cost is going to be personnel in the future. Firefighters, $100,000 of benefits starting out. You're hiring someone higher up, you're going to six figures. That's just, I mean, and that's what we're looking at too. Mm-hmm. I have to hire more people because the volunteers don't come up. Volunteers aren't knocking down the door. Granted, we have a good class this year, which I'm happy we do. But there's years we get two people that show up and want to join the volunteer fire department. Volunteerism's going down. We've worked hard this year and got 12 people actually going through the class that should finish up here in the next month. So our volunteer pool has grown quite a bit. But it's not easy getting volunteers, and it's not easy hiring fire people for a town of Othello, full-time people. It's not easy.
We can't compete with the wages.
We can't. We don't have enough money to compete with wages from other towns. I mean, they're starting people out in Moses Lake. They start at $74,000 for a firefighter. EMT, or I was looking at somewhere today, and that's a starting firefighter. Our starting firefighters start out at, I want to say 50, but they don't do EMS. So, but it's all expenses. I mean, you guys know that with the police department. I mean, they're 24/7, 365. The fire department's the same way. And luckily we have a good group of volunteers that like to show up and come out in the middle of the night. Because if not, nobody thinks about the fire department until they call 911 or they're in an accident. And they want the fire department there now. And you're like, it's kind of a thankless job. It's like being a deputy or anything else. I mean, people don't think about it when they're laying in bed at night, all cozy, sleeping, and the guy's house next door is burning down.
Almost like being a dentist.
Oh my God.
No, it's not.
I'll call you at 3 in the morning. It's
not.
Are you enjoying?
It is not.
I got a toothache. Yeah. Yeah.
I got an emergency call just now.
It's just, it's, it's a.
Should I ask a question or would you allow that? Or anyone public comment?
Hey, you are a former commissioner and you were part of the commissioners of the previous. So, yes, go ahead.
This has been very enlightening for me to hear the city's take on this. And I go back to some of the things that Chris said. But what really got me thinking is what Mark had said.
Mm-hmm.
We have this contract that's running out in 60 days. You guys need somebody to provide fire service for your community.
Right.
You almost want to throw that contract away. I don't mean that you need to do a down and dirty contract that does everything that everybody would want today. What you need to decide on is you need the fire district to provide you with some service. I was a staunch 90 cent because I had my fire district hat on. But now I'm sitting here as a taxpayer from both ends, and I'm kind of an alumni, I guess. But I also represent the whole county as a county commissioner. And so when I look at this, I think the two entities need to decide, how do they get between the period of today and whatever gets decided in the future? And how do we get through that period the best to serve you guys? And they're getting compensated appropriately. Because now that I've heard both sides of that, that 90 cents is, that's the cost because we would do that if we annex. But it isn't necessarily the cost of the service that the county would provide the city for fire service on a short-term basis. I don't know what that looks like, but that was just me thinking tonight, is putting this back and forth, because I think Chris might have said it, the cart's before the horse. You guys are all struggling with annexation. I'm not sure you're there yet. And I also don't think we all understand that process quite. Because my understanding was the city council would vote to research annexation, and then you would put that package together, and that's what the citizens would vote on. So we're trying to put a package together, and you guys haven't even decided if you'd like to do that. So I think you got to decide what service do you need, and how can these guys provide that, and are they willing to?
Mm-hmm.
Because then I think everybody's question is answered, or worry is answered, that I've taken care of my taxpayers on the city side and I've taken care of my taxpayers on the county side, because the compensation is fair. And so that might change what they provide for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, something to think about, because like Mark said, you gotta come to some kind of compromise. And I don't. The district was forced into that position based on prior decisions, and that's not what we're trying to do today. Because if
how would you feel? I'm gonna compound on what you said from my head.
I'm kind of done. I just been fighting all night. All right. I'm trying not to let you guys, because I love how you were all talking about.
What Mark's proposal really does for us is allow us to take the county taxpayers' burden on and say, hey, the city's putting the same money in as you are. And if you decide not to annex, you'll see the difference back between the 67 cents, but allows us to keep our 90 cents that the county taxpayers are. Will happen. We're building our capital too, and then we'll get it. Let's do that.
I don't want to drag you on
that. No, I mean,
I think that's really good.
That's something for the next year.
I think that's really good to
back
to kind of get to a number to where we can get that extension. I don't think we're going to come to a better conclusion than that. If that satisfies you, if we go our own, then you keep the money.
Are we still?
I'm not like we're there.
Here's yeah,
the
yeah, you're right. Never
mind.
I like your idea, Mark.
Yeah,
I think it's a good compromise. We're still getting that 89 cents. We're still getting that dollar figure, so we can
justify
it to our tax.
And it's,
and
you know, I think Mark threw out that 25 cents just figure out there.
Yeah.
But you guys need to figure out what your service will actually cost to provide to the city, and then what future might look like with that. We made the 25 cents that Mark was talking about, what would actually be needed for the future, looking at the first trucks that need to be purchased coming up in the future, and what that would cost, and make sure that covers it.
Yeah, that's so, that's
gotta but be. We have also a major governance hurdle to jump over here, because we have a budget in place that we are now going to have to go through some pretty significant understanding. And before we're saying we're going to agree to this and do this, we got to see what we can do. So and how that fits into that process with all of us. So, I mean, if we can get, if that, I mean, it sounds like Mark's idea, and I also like Mark's idea. It's where that fits in. Just please understand, we are not done with our process yet, because we got a budget we got to work with. And so we have to amend that budget, which was going in a completely different direction, which I'm not going to tell you at the moment. Oh, yeah, no problem. I'm not doing that. I'm just blowing smoke up your guys' butts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the reality is we got to make sure that all works and pencils out with that. And that is a process part of as well. So, you know, if this sounds reasonable to you all and you can give to what the mayor has said, I think then we can work on our side of the budgetary process to try to make that work.
So, Spencer, given what we had budgeted for the startup costs for our own department, how far off would we be to go to this number for the rest of this year?
Yeah, so we budgeted 1.2, 1.3 about for the first year, because there's operational costs in there and capital costs in there. I don't have the exact... Well, I have it.
And some of that is what we're paying to the end.
Some of that is what we're paying, yeah. Almost 1.0. So to do that, we wouldn't be able to buy all the capital that we were going to
pay. They picked up the cost.
So that's what
it's coming up. If we do an extension, then we don't need to buy all of that capital right now either, right?
Right.
Maybe. Well, and then I have the other question that I'm not sure is your question.
Yeah.
But we also have a $1.3 million grant, and how does that land with that? And that's probably not where this group will figure, but it's definitely part of this group to figure out. But there's still improvements that need to be made.
Oh yeah,
to our infrastructure.
That I think if they agree to what Mark proposed, then it's on our table from now on. We discuss it later. We discuss this budget wise and everything. I think if they agree to it, then it's done. We make the last decision in a council meeting or in private meeting.
My next question, because it does sound like we're kind of finding some common ground on some things.
What we would like is for you to write this out to get to us so that we have something to talk about a little bit.
Absolutely. Exactly. So now my next question is, we brought all these lay people who don't have a lot of information and a lot of background and a lot of history into this discussion. Does this go back to the fire committee to work on, or do you want all of us until it reaches budgetary to be in that? And that is something we probably got to figure out relatively quickly. Because if you're going to have all of us, I need a whole lot more education than I got on this.
Mm-hmm.
I got a big list of things that I need, if that helps.
I think as a council, you should all meet, and not just the fire council. I think all of you should know what's going on, so everybody is heard the same thing.
Here's our worry is, if you decide to go annexation, you all need to be on board and all have the same information, so it goes out to the community the same. If you guys aren't deciding that, it doesn't really matter, but the only way this will pass the community is if everyone on the council is on board and is giving the same message out.
So
only two or three people hear all of the information.
I know what you guys are saying on that, but I want to put a different spin on that. The three people who are on the fire council are the most experienced, members of our city council with this whole process. They are ready to address and not have to worry about me getting educated or Alma getting educated. But to get up to
I
that
hear what
point
you're saying, but
it.
I am going to disagree with you on that. Yes, they are the most educated on this, and they should be.
We're going to make a final decision.
Right.
And if they get the nuts and bolts worked out, it'll be more efficient.
I would like to be able to tell the people who voted for me that I am at least educated enough in it, that the decision we made as a whole, I'm well-knowledged in that. So that's where my concern comes in for me personally. I want to be able to tell the people who made the decision, it wasn't off the information that three other council members gave
me. But what I'm saying, the nuts and bolts of this discussion.
I guess my question, though, if we have five out of the eight people that sit up on that dais are new as of January 1st, right? And the three people that sit on the fire committee right now are the three that were here before. So they have a lot of historical knowledge. And yes, they can work through nuts and bolts, but that makes it really hard for the remainder four people that are voting on things. So I'm actually with Allman, and I've been at some fire committee meetings because I'm the alternate. And so when somebody can't make it, then I go. So I have a little bit more, but if everybody can go, then I'm out. Otherwise we have a quorum. So I
think it would be nice for you all to know, because the last fire council has had 2 years to figure out if they want to start a new department and how to do that. And we're not there yet. So the more of the city council that knows what's going on, the bigger of a picture we're all going to see.
This is a major decision, and it involves public safety. And I think it's the time full council and the Spring Fire Board step up to get to these decisions. And I would like to see everybody at the table.
I'm comfortable where we're at.
Okay.
Does anyone else have anything to add to it? I mean, I'm comfortable with this if this is our plan.
I don't think that Dan.
Are you guys too bad?
Yep.
Yeah. Mike, quick question.
Give us something in writing so we have something to go through. We'll take a look.
You understand that you're down staffing for this interim period. Will you be able to provide the service with your current staff members?
Oh yeah.
Yes. We'll continue.
I mean, we're just down because people have retired, and hiring an assistant chief costs a lot of money.
I don't know what to do because I have no direction. You guys said you were going to start your own department. Okay, well, that maybe I don't hire as many people full time because I don't have the funding. But if you guys decide to annex, then I turn around and I have – that's something we're going to have to talk about with my commissioners. Because there's some services that we do right now that we could stop doing for the city. And we could probably cut the – I think we could lower the rate, but you guys are going to have to pick up those services.
So you don't end up getting a savings. So.
And until a decision's made, one way or the other, we cut services that we're doing to you. We'll give you fire rescue, just like we've always done. But as far as inspections, plan review,
hydrant
testing, all that is on hold until the city makes a decision, because those are extra costs that cost me. That we'll cut those costs, and then we can work on something with a price to make it comparable. So the city, we'll take care of the city still, and until a decision's made whether you guys want to annex, because like I said, I'm low staffed now. I can't keep doing everything I'm doing, and we've been waiting 2 years.
One question on. Can I ask a question on that?
Sure.
All right. Again, there's things I'm an expert on, and there's things I'm far from an expert. So I'm gonna have to rely on you on that. But you talk about cutting, what sort of liability in regards to safety does that present to the public? I mean, you know, dollars and cents of it. If that can be done safely for a year, that's not a concern. But if we're risking because of doing that, I think that we got to have some more discussion on that.
So I think
I just don't know.
I think what he's saying, Chris, is that 89 cents, we could drop it. We could bring that number down. But we would also be taking away services like what it costs.
I understand taking away
services. So you would have to pick that.
You want
to
know the safety concern.
I'm concerned about public
safety. No, we're not. Here's the thing. Before the fire department started actually testing the hydrants, they weren't tested, I don't think, very often at all.
Sure.
Because when we started testing the hydrants, all the people in the city started calling the city hall and saying, why is my water dirty, filthy, blah, blah, blah. Because they hadn't open the hydrants and flush the main lines out.
Yeah.
So when we started doing that, now that we do it, nobody calls at all because we flush the hydrants every year. It could go a year without being done. But here's the other thing. All that stuff counts towards your survey and rating. So if survey and rating comes in and you show that you haven't been doing your hydrant testing, you have a chance of your insurance rating going up. If I'm not doing fire inspections or you don't have a fire marshal or someone certified to go out and do fire inspections and plan review, that's another hit to your survey and rating.
Survey and rating is going to determine.
No, I understand. Actually, all that
90 cents,
I'll need a little more education on that.
No, because we're putting 25 cents away for your trucks.
Yeah, but you said.
And I'm still down, people.
If the city and county together, you could do it. 55
cents evaluation. We had a question originally was this: can we do this safely with a person being down, right? And the answer to that is it's not really fair to hire somebody without a decision being made. If I hire Angel
as
my assistant.
That's understandable.
And I got to make a decision to split, and I'm letting Angel go. And he's only been working there for 3-4 months.
Yeah.
And it's, we asked him to move into our area because he's a skilled individual. And so, and it's tough for us to fill that one person spot. So
what we're saying is we're willing to maybe go lower on the price. Instead of putting the 25 cents away in this little pot over here, we get rid of that 25 cents and we just cut our services to fire rescue for the city of Othello until a decision's made one way or the other.
Does, going back to that fire rating and the insurance rates, by that happening in the future, does that hurt you guys in the future if that happens?
Okay, it hurts the city.
And you do, but I mean, if we annex, that would hurt you guys.
And you do a lot of guys.
No, without a guy since Stewart.
Why would that?
And he might do without another guy.
You guys, before you educate me, you guys are going to have to take me out.
You keep the money.
No, I'll take you guys out.
We'll figure
it out. But we're going to figure the whole thing out.
It was an issue that he just said. I'm in limbo. I'm doing two jobs.
That's why I asked.
And if I hired somebody, I don't want to let that person go. If you
that's
guys
why I asked,
you're also
do without that person for a year. You do without that person for a year.
Yeah, Tom,
do
everything.
Well, I've been doing it, but that's not my
yeah.
Plan.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to lose another experienced guy in December.
Because we keep going back nickel and dime.
I know.
We're not going to get anywhere.
I don't think nickel and dime is where you want it on your fire service, though.
No,
you don't want to be nickel and dime on
it. Take the 90 cents, do it all, kind of do without a guy. You said it all here a little bit ago. Don't get to the, you know, nitty gritty, dime the nickel and everything like that, because we're not going to get nowhere. But the 90 cents will take care of a year. You do the whole thing. You flush the hydrant, do whatever, you know, whatever the process is, you get it done. And if we decide to go on our own, you keep the money. It's a win-win for you guys.
The money.
Point being, though,
I like
your thing.
Like that one.
That we don't have. So the decision is really important. If you make the decision, you can hire the person with a chance to break for a long time or short time.
So can we do
totally different. So
come to a decision and say you can do it for 90 cents and then write it up or whatever.
So what if we look at the 90 cents and instead of putting 25 into a pot, we look at putting 20 cents into a pot or 15 cents into a pot. So we are still giving you an increase on that. To cover some of these other fire inspections and fire hydrants and whatever. And you've asked for a decision from the city about the annexation, which is only 2 months into whatever this year-long contract is. As a measure of good faith for us that you would do that. Because I think we're all probably.
I mean, I've been doing it since last year. It's just a lot on my plate.
More than 65 cents. So, you know, we're willing to negotiate there and say maybe put a little bit less into a pot that we would get back if we decided to do our own so that we can have those funds for equipment and buying trucks and all of those things that we would have to do. You're not kicking the can that far down the road if you're asking for something by July.
Yeah, we'll talk about it
too. Yeah, we can probably do that.
Send us something. So, like I said,
yeah,
send us something in writing. We'll sit down and then for our next meeting or at our next meeting, which is coming up here in just a couple weeks, and we will have something that'll give us a chance to just sit down and mull things over and try to figure out how a lot of these suggestions would work. I mean, we're amenable to something like this, I think. Mm-hmm. And
I think it'll work.
And we can figure something out. I mean, we're talking about what Tom sings. Maybe we can work something out to it and deal with that. So, because I think, like you said, we can sit here and pick at little things all the time, but I don't think we're going to go anywhere right in this specific. Right. So I think, and I think we can work with that.
So we continue to test hydrants and do fire inspections and all that for, I guess, for the year until you guys decided you wanted to do one thing or the other. And if you decide to annex, then that gives me an opportunity to hire somebody.
And it's just very important that we make sure our citizens are taken care of.
Oh, I agree. Well, I was born and raised here. Yes. That was my home. It's not.
But get to this contract. We need something in place. And then that's when we'll start working together on whether it's annexation issues. I don't want it to be just the city to look at that portion because it's going to involve the county quite a bit too. There's a lot of decisions that we have to make there together to move that way for that direction. Yeah. If we're going to go there. And we need to start with that first.
So. Just so you'll know, Tom, in our last meeting, we decided as council to meet as many times as we have to get this done. This is a priority. We want to get it done. We're not going to just sit on it.
Well, thank you.
We're going to get on
it. I appreciate it because, like I said, we've been drug out for 2 years now. And no, it's hard to run a fire department because I can't fire people. I can't hire people. I don't know where we're going. I don't know what, you know. And then I got 12 new firefighters that I have to put gear in that's cost. Each firefighter costs about $10,000 for the time you buy gear for them. And that's not counting the pager and some other stuff.
But has the city got any gear at all?
The city has some old gear that's upstairs that was bought way back. It's out of date. So the city has virtually no gear. Yeah. And
if we have the capability to buy some of that gear and some equipment, would that help on the pricing and how you guys structure?
I don't know. I think we're just be gray in the waters here now.
Yeah, that's
just making too many. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe these are conversations we have if we try and annex the sales or whatever, you know.
Like, Mayor Johnson, Spencer, do you have enough direction to act, or do you need more information for what the fire department's asking? Have we given you guys enough, or do you need more from us on this?
So, right now we have a tentative proposal staying at the 89.9. with the 25-cent portion of that reserve. So that's the proposal that's on the paper.
Is that what you guys understand?
What I understand.
And that is us still doing.
And that is keeping everything as it is.
That's,
is that adequate for you guys to?
Would you guys be willing, instead of making that 25-cent and turn it into a 20 or 15 cent that we're setting aside?
That's why I asked that you guys figure out what you need to operate and provide your level of service that you currently are, not with capital.
In the meantime, Peter, I'm going to need more education. And I think going snow goose hunting on your in-law property would be an excellent opportunity for you and I to work on that.
Just come out to my wheat field. There's plenty of them.
I was about to say, you're like,
I got wheat this high and wheat this high.
Oh,
what is that?
Somebody's got
what is that?
I'm more than willing. 50.
That's a real wheat that we put away.
So does that sound reasonable for a starting place?
For a starting place, yes.
Yeah.
100%. We can sit down and we can talk about it a little bit. We can figure it out. We can, if we need to. Okay. Make a little adjustment when we start looking
at other than snow goose hunting, we're good.
So wait, a second ago that you mentioned the fire district getting some numbers together that show what they need to operate.
Are you guys doing that for
budget? I can give you my budget.
Yeah.
And we typically right now it's a little bit tighter because we don't know what's going on.
Sure.
No, I get it.
I'm at $1 million basically, a little over $1 million for my operating budget.
Get real numbers and projections. So we can put us all in the best place.
You said earlier, an hour or so ago, that the fire district provides about 60% of their
time is spent servicing the
hydrants, trucks, fire inspections, going to the schools, teaching the kids, stuff that we have tours constantly coming through from city groups, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts.
So that's your public outreach, but for servicing the city,
that's all.
That helps survey and rating for the city. So anything that the fire department does helps your survey and rating, which helps keep your insurances from going up. So that stuff, you guys don't think that means much. It takes time. Somebody's got to be with them and take them through the station. Going to the schools and spending 3 hours at a school for a week.
So please don't take offense. I'm just asking those questions. Right. Like I said, I have to be able to sell to the citizens, hey, they're spending 60% of the time in the city, and this is what they're using the tax dollars you're giving them for,
mm-hmm.
X, Y, and Z. And it's the good use of those tax dollars. So when you're saying, hey, I have Boy Scouts coming to school, coming to the fire district, okay, that's a good use of resource. It's not saying, hey, we're just going to go to Seattle and just have a conference. Right? You're showing that. You're telling me, hey, this is what we are using your tax dollars you're providing us. This is what it's going back. This is our reinvestment into the city for various events and whatnot. That's all.
Yeah. I didn't know until you just said that. Yeah. Doing that public outreach helps our survey and rating.
Oh, we do CPR first aid classes. We do stuff like that. Right. I mean, it's all public. It's all helping the city of Othello and the people that live in the city of Othello. It's not like, so everything, like I said, the only thing we do for the county is fire rescue. We do absolutely nothing else for them. We don't do inspections because they have their own fire marshal. They do. They take care of everything. We show up, put the fire out. Fire marshal shows up, does the investigation. We got a car accident. We cut them out of a car, give them, help EMS load them up, and that's what we do in the county. So the county actually gets absolutely fire protection and rescue for what they're paying. The city gets a whole lot more than what the county's ever getting.
Call them carefully.
Yeah.
I know it's hard and frustrating to try and get us all up to speed. Because I didn't know anything about fire before I started doing this. And so all of this information is literally like trying to drink from a fire hose right now. And we're trying to get up to speed. And I know it's frustrating for you to have questions and try and help us understand, but just know it's coming from a good place. We're not asking because we're saying you're wrong and I don't believe you. Yeah. We're really trying to understand.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to meet with, if you council want to come down and sit in my office and talk to me, Angel's been down before and we've talked.
Push your snow goose on, like, just kidding, Tom.
I got 5 acres. Not many people saw that.
I really appreciate everybody again showing up to me. I know it was probably tense a few times, but we need to get past those stages so we don't forget tomorrow and where we need to get to going. So again, I really appreciate it. I hope nobody's taken offense to anything that's been said here tonight, and we can go on. We look forward to working with you further. We'll get those, what you have asked for, hopefully here within the next few days.
Okay.
I know you got another commissioner meeting coming up.
That's interesting.
If you would like some of the council members there at that one, that would be nice if we could come to that one too. Also, and that's where the group, the council committee group, will help with that one. But when we come to major decisions, I would like to see the whole council and everybody get together, especially when there's a lot of information sharing that needs to be done.
Your next meeting on the 10th?
Second Tuesday of every month at 7 o'clock, the fire station.
That's the 10th.
Yeah,
during my test period. I don't.
You're goose hunting. You say it's a 10th.
Tell me.
Not that way.
You guys should come by.
So, do you guys have anything further to say tonight?
No, I think we're good.
I appreciate you all.
Yeah.
Actually, we appreciate inviting us and letting us all get together and hash this out.
Thank you
very much. We need to
be more of this. Yeah. We got way more accomplished in an hour.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you guys want representation on the fire board. When you guys, the scale is about even when it comes to that. And I could see your frustration with no representation. You got 3 members on there and we don't let you vote. And I get that being frustrated. So thanks for
principle.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We get, I didn't think we would get as far as we did, actually. I knew we needed to rip some band-aids off. And so they're really that.
Yeah.
But.
Thank you.
We need a official.
This meeting's adjourned.
Yes, we're all getting up.
I'm like, wait, don't leave.
Daryl,
no, that was too much.
That's what happens, you know.
Yeah, well, my baby, he's
Well, good. I don't have to tell you one because you know that.
You have hearts.